Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. Back when I was a boy, I remember my grandfather reading magazines with titles like True Crime Stories. But how has crime been dealt with by New Zealand musicians? In this episode of Counting the Beat, three songs featuring true life New Zealand crimes, starting with the Mutton Birds, A Thing Well Made.
Down the line.
Don McGlashan is such a fantastic lyricist. The key to that song is in the last line. The collector he refers to was David Gray, who went on to commit the mass murders at Arimawana. Now, on a lighter note comes this next song about George Wilder. George was a criminal who gained public notoriety and fame in the 1960s for his many daring escapes from the police. While on the run, he would break into people's batches, eat their food, but then clean up and leave thank you notes. The Howard Morrison Quartet performed this song about him. It was banned from radio at the time, but they were best known for their live performances. And here they are live with George the Wilder Boy.
There is a wild New Zealand boy, George Wilder is his name. He robs the rich to help himself, conversion is his game. He breaks and enters any house, to him this brings great joy. And that is how he got his name, the Wild New Zealand Boy. After many years of petty crime, young George was sent to serve, and on his way to jail by rail, he showed courageous nerve. It seemed his one ambition was policemen to annoy, and from the speeding train he leapt, the Wild New Zealand Boy.
We interrupt this program to bring you an urgent request from the police department. You better come home, Mr. George Wilder, to your mammy jail. You can't stay away forever, 'cause we're hot up on your trail. Come on home to your cellmates, for we know you miss them all. We'll put a hottie in the stretcher and leave a letter on the wall.
He made the police a wilder and a wilder, I think.
For weeks, the Johns, they hounded George. So tired, he came a cropper. He rushed into an old wash house and didn't see the copper. They took him back to jail once more, his ego to destroy. So back to breaking rocks he went, the Wild New Zealand Boy. Just 6 or 7 months went by, George was a restless man, with Matic and 2 Maori blokes went missing from the can. And George, who never missed a trick, he used Matic as his decoy. They captured everyone except the Wild New Zealand Boy.
Calling all cows, calling all cows. Here we go again, fellas. That bugger George is out.
You better come home, Speedy George Wilder. Do your bounty in jail. You can stay away forever, 'cause we're
hostage of us. But when we take them out to catch you, they turn and start fighting us. Why, Speedy Georgia Wilder? George, he wants some fish and chips and toilet paper. Just 6 more months to recapture George, the master of escape. In a bushman's hut down Taupo Way, overconfidence was his mistake. When asked if he had much to say to this, our George replied,
let me wander over there in the starry skies above, but don't offend me here.
So back to greet the judge he went, the wild and New Zealand boy. To all you folks who admire this man, there's one thing I must say. For every day he was at large, the bill we had to pay. Don't kid yourselves, the love's on us. George Wilder isn't coy, and he may always be that way, the wild New Zealand boy, the wild.
Howard Morrison Quartet. George Wilder was regarded as a folk hero, but he wasn't all Mr. Nice Guy. During one escape, he took hostages while armed with a shotgun. Someone else who's gained considerable public sympathy of late is an alleged mass murderer who's the subject of the next 1 minute and 10 seconds of punk fury from Missing Teeth, David Bain. I'm Chris, and this has been the True Crime Stories episode of Counting the Beat. A Thing Well Made by the Muttonbirds features on their Best Of and their self-titled debut album. The Howard Morrison Quartet currently don't have any work in print, but 45-inch single copies of The Wilder Colonial Boy regularly come up on Trade Me. If you want to find out about Missing Teeth and to get a free download of the song David Bain, visit www.1157.com. I also included excerpts of Crack Dub from the Hallyu Picassos and I Hate Guns from Minwee. Thanks for listening, everybody.